on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time for the Tuesday Victorian Form Preview, and today we're racing at Ballarat on the synthetic, the all-weather track. Warren Huntley's here to find us winners. Warren, how did you fare at Mornington yesterday? Raced pretty leaderish early in the day, and then a few came down the outside. How did you find the meeting?
Absolutely putrid, Michael. I've already erased it from my memory.
Yeah, it was a tough day for punters. Can we fight back today at Ballarat?
Well, you give up, you never wins, Michael. So, yes, I'm confident we can fight back today.
All right. That's right. Give up, never won a race, they say. Shane Nicholls wouldn't know how to give up. Hopefully he can win us a race today. How are you, Shane?
Hey, good, Michael and Warren. Great.
Only got the one in today, so hopefully you'll have 100% strike rate with Think Jade, who goes around in race number two. And this So You Think gelding's been consistent in four starts, building up to a win. That visualising form looks good for a race like today.
Yeah, he was a bit tardy out of the inside draw at Cranbourne, and Jake Noonan was sort of savvy enough to give him a squeeze and put him in the race, and then chased $1.50 pop pretty hard to the line, and that race was probably a little stronger than today, although we're going from wet track that the horse loved at Cranbourne to a poly track, which, look, I'm presuming you like it. He does a lot of work on it here. We've got a similar track we train on here at Mornington. So, looks a nice race for him.
Well, I was going to ask about that because two starts ago he was well in the market and he failed to impress on the synthetic at Ballarat. Was it the track or was there another excuse?
No, I just think he was... He's been a bit tricky, this horse. He's not the easiest to train. He gets a bit jarry and things like that. And he wasn't... It all sort of fell apart in that run. And then he's been able to sort of put it all back together and mature it up a little bit and harden it a little bit. So he's certainly racing a lot better now than what he was then.
All right. You've drawn a good gate. Where do you want to be?
Oh, you've probably got to hold a spot somewhere. So we won't be too far away. He's probably... You don't want to be three back the fence at Ballarat. We'd probably prefer to be sort of back of the speed. Somewhere like that would be suitable. You probably 1500 will help him, and I would almost prefer it was a bit further. He'd probably run 2000 metres, I'd say, in time, but hopefully he can perform well at 15 today.
All right, he's well in the market. What's your expectations?
Look, he's probably an each way chance. I don't know whether I see his favourite in the early tote prices. I probably don't rate him that short, but he's an each-way chance.
All right. How's the rest of the team going?
Rest of the team's great. Spring comes around pretty fast. Streets of Avalon will trial on the 7th of next month. Got a lot of yearlings in at the moment, so we're in the 20s with them, so they're starting to flow through the system and do a little bit of, not gallops as such, but a bit of control work. So we've got plenty on.
Good to see. The good horses come back quickly. We can't wait to see your Group 1 winner, Streets of Avalon. Best of luck today too, Shane.
Thanks for your time, guys. Talk soon. Good luck.
Shane Nicholls joining us there. All right, Warren, let's get into the preview of Ballarat. And the first race jumps at 1 o'clock today, and this is a maiden over 2,100 metres. And just wanting the market to refresh here on the tab at our old friend. Is the favourite here. Gira Mate, Jason Warren and Dean Krongold have been flying. Can they finally get a win with this galloper? We can take out 8, 10 and 15. $1.80 favourite once again. He's been the bane of punters' existence in recent weeks. He's consistent, but he just can't get there. Would you entertain a $1.80 today, Warren?
No, I couldn't, Michael, no. Look, he could win, that's for sure, but there'd be no improvement in him at this stage, and he does come back a little bit in distance from the runs of 26 and 2400 to 2100 metres. Look, he's hard and fit, and he's got a profile that says he could win. Although there might be some improvement in number 5 Star Stock from that first up run behind Secret Palace. I'm trusting that form line that lines up with Lord Wonder and with Secret Palace not having a lot of luck behind him. Just run a Tavistock, only second up, and look to find a line okay at 1700 metres. Last start and opened a significant improvement out of that. I don't really want to play in the race, Michael, but I think Star Stock's got a good winning chance. Strong rider in Craig Newitt aboard five ahead of three Guirame, who could obviously win, as the market has suggested in recent times. But just no excuses the last couple, just beaten by a better horse. This might be a more modest race. 12, Tavira J, I thought was okay for the line last start. That was only second up. The third up, that's the race that Armsgiver comes through. Michael, so you've got a good handle on that form line, and congratulations on that win. And 9, Malonia, probably in the worst part of the track. Last start might be next best. 5, 3, 12, 9.
5, 3, 12, and 9 in the first. A little bit of value, Star Stock, but maybe tread warily in that first race at Ballarat today. A three-year-old maiden, 1,500 metres is race number 2. We can take out 2, 5, and 13. Yasugi for the all-conquering Gavin Bedgegood stable is the favourite here at $4.40. All or nothing, $4.60. Think Jade, $4.60 as well. And Repasso, an interesting first starter by Fiorente from the Mac Kamani stables at $7.50. So this looks a pretty wide-open affair, Warren.
Yeah, I could play Think Jade each way, Michael. I think your chat with Shane Nichols indicated where he fits in, and he's close to that each way. I'm just hoping from an inside draw he can hold a spot. I think the way he's racing, he's going to appreciate the 1,500 metres and further in time as outlined. The visualising form line is a strong form reference coming into this, but it's an even race. I could mount a case for 5 or 6 runners here. 9 for me, though, each way. Think Jade ahead of 1, All or Nothing, who I thought ran well enough on debut, looks suited up in distance. 8 Steel Levone, it's fit and consistent, just needs a touch of luck from the draw, and for me, not a lot between numbers 10 and 11 as next best, Yasugi and Charcoal Annie. I ended up putting Charcoal Annie in. I thought the run 2 starts ago was solid enough, but Yasugi certainly has claims, and as you said, a great weekend for Gavin Bedgegood. 9, 1, 8, 11.
9, 1, 8, and 11 in the second. Race number 3 is a maiden over 1,200. Take out 2, 5, and 8. The Defiant One, Johnny Allen, first up this campaign for Kiramar Dave Eustace, $2.90. Rock Melody, $3.30 for Hayes Dabernick. Cardinal Gem, $3.50 for Graham Begg. They're the three fighting out favouritism. And then we're out to Izzy Fair Dinkum at $9. Has the market got it right? Are the three clear top chances in this race?
I think so, Michael, but I thought Cardinal Jim, after being held up a touch first up, when he found the line, he was really strong. Hopefully he doesn't have those type of traffic issues here. He's got a nice barrier. He's just going to need that clear galloping room in the home straight. I thought he had a terrific winning chance, number 10, Cardinal Jim. Defiant One's resuming as a gelding. Recent jump out was encouraging. Asked to do a bit, but responded and was strong through the line. I think this preparation is going to stretch out much further than the 1,200 metres of today's assignment. Rock Melody was good on debut, just beaten by a better horse and a well-supported horse on the day from the Archie Alexander stable. Covered a bit of ground there, but was solid to the line. I think the step up from 1,100 to 1,200 is a nice progression. And Chris Oss gets the blinkers back on. I've got him as next best, but I do think the market has identified the winning hopes. I'm leaning to Cardinal Jim here, 10, 7, 12 and 1.
10, 7, 12 and 1 in race number 3, Cardinal Gem. A $3.50 chance for Mickey D is the on-top selection in the third. Race number 4, this is for the 2-year-olds. It's a maiden over 1,000 metres. We can take out a few here. 3, 5, 7, 12, 13 and favourite. Jet Jitsu's the favourite. It was scratched over the weekend and it's a pretty firm favourite with that Castile form at $2.10. Miss Minnelli at $5. Helen's Boy, a first starter, is at $6.50 and Hackeress at $8.50. Which way are you going with the babies today, Warren?
Yeah, not a lot between the ones that are dominating the market, I don't think, Michael. Look, I thought Miss Minnelli, I've batted up for her on a few occasions. She can be her own worst enemy a bit at the start, but I think 1,000 metres is a good trip for her at this stage of her career, and the earmuffs coming off from a reasonable draw, she might be able to just begin and put herself right there. Miss Minnelli, who's shown talent in her career today, Jiu-Jitsu was solid on speed on debut. There's a slight query. He does come back from 1,200 to 1,000 metres, which is a bit unconventional, but he was on speed at 1,200 metres on debut, so no real knock there, particularly from a good draw. Helen's Boy's recent jump out at Burrumbeek was quite encouraging. I don't think there was anything flash about the time for the morning, but looked to move nicely. And 14, Hackeress. Doesn't seem to be able to string runs together too often, just generally only 1 or 2 run preparations, but on the fresh side might be able to pull out a run. I hadn't seen a trial or a jump out. 6, 11, 10, 14.
6, 11, 10 and 14 in race number 4. So halfway through the Ballarat all-weather track meeting today. We'll take a break. On the other side of this, we'll be back with the quaddie.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview, looking at Ballarat today with Warren Huntley. We're up to race number 5, which is a benchmark 58 over 1,000 metres. In this race, we can take out 1, 4, 9 and 16. Madame Bolly is the favourite here for Jim Conlon at $3.30. Delightful Icing, George Osborne at $4.40. I Am Ready at $8. And then we're down to Just Abby at $8.50. How many do we need in this first leg of the quaddie, do you think, Warren?
I'm going wide in this league, Michael. I want 5 with me in this league. Jenny Esprit's a really interesting runner. First run for Luke Oliver. Recent jump out was encouraging. Recent form's terrible, but there is talent there. I thought Madame Bolly was very good winning at Sale. Was able to get into a forward spot there. They ran good time for maiden grade, and she'd been building to that. So I think she can definitely measure up to 58 grade, and she'll get an on-speed run without having to do a lot of work from that draw. 13. For me, ahead of 6, Delightful Icing. A recent jump out for the George Osborne galloper was very good. It can be effective first up, was a debut winner, and the horses around Delightful Icing, a recent jump out, are much better than 58 grade. So that's an encouraging sign, although it is only a guide through the jump out. 8, Madeline Rose. I'm a fan of hers. She seems to have come back okay. Her last preparation was only modest. Her first racing preparation was terrific. She seems to handle synthetic tracks well, and I thought she'd jumped out nicely going into this preparation back near the inside, and a bunch finishing a jump out recently. And I Am Ready probably needs a touch of luck from the draw, but fitter for one run back from a spell. I didn't have a lot between numbers 2 and 10, and I want them both included in a wide quaddy, with Madame Bolly as the most likely winner. 13, 6, 8, 2.
13, 6, 8 and 2. So Madame Bolly currently around about $3.30 for Luke Curry and Jim Conlon. Race number 6. This is a benchmark 64 over 1,200 metres. We can scratch 8, 9, 11, 12 and 13. Tyrion Warrior. Jolly Allen's got a good book today. This one for Archie Alexander. Dropping back in class, and it is the $2.60 favourite. Catitude for Maddie Laurie is at $4.40. It's Kind of Magic at $4.40 for Rent Stanley. And then Boom Boom Sweet, trained by Maddie Kamani. First up today is a $6 chance. Now, Maddie Kamani was on with the Brekkie Boys this morning. This is what he had to say about Boom Boom Sweet.
Yeah, he's quite an interesting little horse. He is small in stature. There's not much of him. And he's a mad puller at home and in his work. But of late, he's recently been able to really relax and in the early stages of gallop and finish off really well. And he's a horse that sort of surprised me at the end of his last prep with 2 pretty convincing wins. I'm quite hopeful that he'll run a big race today. I think he does prefer 1,400 and maybe even a mile. So 1,200 may be a little bit short and a bit speedy for him on the synthetic. But I wouldn't be surprised if he runs a really big race, finishing the top 3.
Well, that's not a bad push. He's only missed a place on one occasion. So have you got Boom Boom Sweet in the numbers at $6 today?
Oh, I have, Michael. No trial or jump out, but Eddie Kamani outlined, probably going to get better over a bit further. So, you know, on the fresh side of 1,200 metres. And importantly, at the end of last preparation, those wins, he developed a really good association with Tatum Ball, who's able to get back aboard today. Yeah, this is another wide race, and I could find a knock on a couple, particularly at the top of the market, but want to have them running for me in the quaddie. I thought Catadude is a horse who, coming back from a metropolitan race last start, just didn't get into the race over 1,000 metres behind Estella Rocca, who was just too fast at Sandown out of the chute there. I thought up to 1,200 metres, back to synthetic track, I thought Catadude had a good chance, as did 4 Boom Boom Sweet, who'll be strong late. First up at this trip. 6 Jyotis had a really solid hit out in a recent jump out to resume here. The blinkers come off for the first up run, and Turin Warrior for me is in the mix. I just was a bit negative in some way about the drop back from 1,200 or back to 1,200 from 1,400 metres, but 3 weeks or so between runs, a terrific trainer in Archie Alexander, are probably better to trust him than to second guess there. 3, 4, 6, 10.
3, 4, 6 and 10 in race number 6. Race number 7, not a bad race. This is a benchmark 64 over 1,400 metres. Take out 1, 9, 13 and 14. Saint of Catawice is back from much tougher assignment in Sydney behind Charlize when it was well in the market, and it is the $2.30 favourite for Kiramar and Dave Eustace. Show some decorum at $3.90. Envomate is at is that how we said it? Envo Mate is at $5. Rone for Patrick Payne is at $9, and then Zendy's at $12, the next best in the market. Gee, the favourites' form looks good for a Tuesday Ballarat synthetic meeting.
Yeah, I think that run behind Charlize and just didn't seem to handle that way of going that well. It was well beaten there, but as you said, just a much stronger form line. This could be renamed the Tongue Twister Handicap, this one, Michael. There's a few interesting names here. I'll go with Adam Crittenden's call of Saint of Catawissa. I think that's how you pronounce it. And Envenomate, okay. I Googled that. It's the process of when a snake bites you and injects venom, he's said to be envenomating you with that venom. So a little bit of useless trivia there for Envenomate and Saint of Catawissa. But I'm going to go with Envenomate. I've been batting up for him. He's a big, strong horse. I was on course when he was first up at Wangaratta, and he was very soft in the market there, and he looked like the run would improve him. He's got a few tricks. He's not necessarily the most straightforward horse in terms of his racing style, but Winker's going on today, Dan Stackhouse back on. I can play Envenomate number 7 each way, ahead of the favourite, number 2, Saint of Catawissa, who was good winning the two starts. So those races fell very well, set up very well for him to break the maiden and then win again at 58 grade. But he does it in such good style that he's got to be right in the mix here. 8, show some decorums, nice and fit now. And 11, Rone, who just loves racing here, hasn't had a lot of luck recently. And another one, I don't think had a trial or a jump out going into this preparation, so might have taken these runs to get to real peak fitness. Just needs some luck from that inside draw. 7 each way, ahead of 2, 8, 11.
7 each way ahead of 2, 8 and 11. And good luck to Adrian Corboy too, who is training very well. And don't forget, he also won the Mongolian Cup with Annabelle Neesham going back a few years ago. So he trains in Envenomate, which we now know is the process of a snake biting you, in this race as well. So good luck to Adrian Corboy in the 7th at Ballarat today. The last of 8. Jumps at 4:30. It is a benchmark 58 over 1,500 metres. We can take out 1-9, 13 and 14. Scarlet Heart. Gee, I wonder how many John Allen could ride today. He's at $2.50. Bella Amore is at $3.50 and Jojo Express is at $5. Are you with the favourite in the last here, Warren?
I'm with those two as the key runners. I was batting up for Ballarat last start on an each-way basis, managed to run fourth there, but I thought still ran well. And the run behind Wright and Rose two starts ago, I thought it's a terrific form reference from this. Seems to handle synthetic tracks well, particularly that Pakenham circuit here on this circuit for the first time. But from an inside draw, I think Ballarat is the one to beat here, and I'm quite keen on her. She's at a backable price. The obvious danger is Scarlet Heart, who didn't have a lot of luck last start, deep into the campaign, probably no improvement, but going well. Johnny Allen for Kieran Maher, as you referenced, a positive. 8, Jojo Express, finally got that win on the board last start, can measure up here. And I just wish he's an interesting runner. First up for Bevan Lamming, 3 recent jump outs, most recent one rode the speed, and under a bit of pressure was able to hold on. So 1,500 metres first up, looks to have a good grounding to get back to the races, might be one to value for multiples. I'm keen on 4 ahead of 3, 8, 11.
Keen on 4 in the last ahead of 3, 8 and 11. I see Johnny Allen's $1.05 chance in the Jockeys Premiership, which is probably overs, considering, and Jockeys title today, because he's got 5 favourites and another couple that are second favourites as well today at Ballarat. So what's your plan of attack, Warren? How do we make a dollar out of the Ballarat meeting?
I'm focusing primarily later in the card, Michael. I thought Ballarat Moro was a backable price in the last. I'll make her my best. Race 8, number 4, just over $3. I thought Envenomate race 7, number 7, was the one I'm happy to play a little bit over the odds on an each way basis. Quaddy first leg, 2, 6, 8, 10 and 13. Second leg numbers 3, 4, 6 and 10. Third leg 2, 7, 8 and 11. Last leg of the quaddy numbers 3, 4 and 8. And with Envenomate being a bit of value, I'm going to play some numbers with trifectas and first fours in race 7, box them up and hopefully get the right split. Trifectas and first fours are the play of the day, race 7, with numbers 2, 7, 8 and 11.
All right, Warren, good punting. Will you be staying up late to watch a bit of Royal Ascot action tonight?
Haven't thought that far ahead, Michael, but I'm likely to. Probably one of the highlights of a great chat with Joe Janiak previously, but you know, for me, 2009, Stephen Arnold over there to win the King Stand on Scenic Blast, but for Dan Morton was just fantastic to see Steve ply his trade on that international stage. But so many highlights, you know, going back from Schwarzier right through Miss Andretti. It's just been a fantastic carnival to take in. Just great racing, isn't it?
Certainly is. It's been absolutely phenomenal. Been lucky enough to get to a few Royal Ascot meetings when we lived over there, and there is nothing like it in UK racing. It is brilliant. Good to see some crowds back, even if it's only 12,000 there. The atmosphere will be brilliant tonight, and you can watch it all on .com. Don't forget, follow Andrew Hawkins' tips and also Lee Mottershead as well.